Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something beautiful happening in homes all around the world. Parents like you are asking such thoughtful questions about helping their children learn to give and receive feedback gracefully. And I want you to know, this is one of the most important skills you can nurture in your little one. So grab a cozy cup of tea, settle in, and let's talk about why this matters so much, and more importantly, how we can help our children embrace feedback as a gift rather than a criticism. First, let me say this. If your 4 or 5-year-old pushes back when you offer a suggestion, or gets upset when someone points out a mistake, you are not alone. This is completely normal development, and it's actually a sign that something wonderful is happening in their growing brain. You see, around age 4 and 5, children are discovering something magical. They're realizing they have their own ideas, their own preferences, their own way of seeing the world. This is the beginning of independence, and it's beautiful. But it also means they're learning to balance their own thoughts with guidance from others, and that's not easy. The magic book taught me something profound about this. When a child resists feedback, they're not being defiant. They're navigating one of the most complex social skills humans ever learn. Think about it. Accepting feedback requires your child to hold 2 ideas at once. First, I tried my best. And second, there's room to grow. That's sophisticated thinking for a little brain that's still developing. Research from the National Association for the Education of Young Children tells us something wonderful. When we give children specific, descriptive feedback rather than generic praise, we help them develop self-evaluation skills. Instead of saying good job, we might say, you used 3 different colors in your painting, and I notice you made the sky blue just like we saw this morning. That kind of feedback helps children see their own progress and understand what makes something work well. And here's what the National Academies of Sciences discovered. Performance feedback significantly impacts children's learning trajectories during these early years. The quality and specificity of feedback matters enormously. When feedback is warm, specific, and focused on effort rather than outcome, children learn to see it as helpful information rather than judgment. Now, let me share something that might shift how you think about this. Educational researchers building on Carol Dweck's growth mindset work have found that preschoolers can successfully learn to view feedback as helpful information rather than criticism. But here's the key. They learn this by watching us. When your child sees you accept a suggestion gracefully, when they hear you say, "Oh, that's a good idea, I hadn't thought of that," or "Thank you for pointing that out, I can try it differently next time," they're learning that feedback is normal, safe, and even valuable. The magic book whispers this truth. Children don't learn communication skills from lectures. They learn them from living alongside people who model gracious communication every single day. So how do we help our little ones develop this beautiful skill? Let me share some gentle strategies that really work. First, start with validation. When your child creates something or tries something new, notice their effort first. You worked so hard on that tower. You tried a new way to tie your shoes. This builds their confidence and shows them you see their initiative. Then, when you offer feedback, frame it as wondering together. "I'm wondering what might happen if we put the big blocks on the bottom. What do you think?" This invites them into the process rather than making them feel corrected. Another beautiful approach is to ask permission before offering suggestions. "Would you like to hear an idea I have? Or I noticed something that might help. Would you like to know?" This respects their autonomy while keeping the door open for guidance. And here's something powerful. Celebrate mistakes as learning opportunities. When your child makes an error, you might say, "Oh, interesting. That didn't work the way we expected. What do you think we could try differently?" This teaches them that mistakes aren't failures. Their information. The magic book also taught me about the power of peer learning. Children ages 4 and 5 learn so much from each other. When you create opportunities for your child to play and work with peers, they naturally practice giving and receiving feedback in low-stakes situations. They learn to say, "Maybe we could try it this way," and to hear, "I have a different idea," without it feeling like criticism. Now, let me tell you about a story that shows this beautifully. It's called The Cathedral of Gentle Echoes, and it's about 2 friends, Kenji and Miva, who discover something magical about mistakes. In this story, Kenji and Miva are making music in a peaceful cathedral, and they keep making mistakes. But here's the wonder of it. Every time they play a wrong note or miss a beat, the cathedral transforms their mistakes into the most beautiful harmonies. They learn that their errors aren't something to fear or hide. They're actually steps toward creating something even more wonderful than they imagined. This story teaches children and parents that feedback and corrections aren't about being wrong. They're about discovering new possibilities. When Kenji and Miva realize their mistakes create unexpected beauty, they stop being afraid of trying new things. They start to see every suggestion, every adjustment, as a chance to discover something magical. After you read this story with your child, you can remind them, just like Kenji and Miva's musical mistakes created beautiful echoes, your willingness to listen to suggestions helps you create something wonderful too. You can find The Cathedral of Gentle Echoes in the Book of Inara, along with many other stories that help children develop these important social and emotional skills. Here's what I want you to remember, my wonderful friend. Teaching your child to give and receive feedback gracefully isn't about making them compliant. It's about helping them become confident communicators who can collaborate, learn, and grow throughout their lives. This skill will serve them in friendships, in school, in creative pursuits, and in every relationship they build. And you're giving them this gift right now, in these early years, through your patience, your modeling, and your gentle guidance. The research is clear. Children who learn to accept feedback with grace develop better emotional regulation, stronger peer relationships, and more resilience in the face of challenges. They become lifelong learners who see every interaction as an opportunity to grow. And you know what else? When you approach this with warmth and patience, when you validate your child's feelings while gently guiding them toward openness, you're also strengthening your relationship with them. They learn that you're not trying to control them, you're trying to help them. And that trust is everything. So be patient with your little one as they navigate this complex skill. Celebrate small victories. Notice when they accept a suggestion without resistance. Acknowledge when they offer helpful feedback to a friend. These moments matter. And be patient with yourself too. Some days will be easier than others. Some days your child will be open and flexible, and other days they'll resist every suggestion. That's normal. That's childhood. That's learning. The Magic Book and I are here for you, every step of the way. We have stories that help, wisdom to share, and most of all, we believe in you and your beautiful child. You're doing something wonderful by thinking about these things, by seeking to understand your child's development, by wanting to support them with gentleness and wisdom. That's what great parenting looks like. Until our next adventure together, sweet dreams, my wonderful friend. With love and starlight, Inara.